Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New shows are debuting this week, just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday. If you missed out, there is plenty to catch up on. Amazon survival drama Hannah came out with a third and final season. And Hawkeye is the latest Marvel superhero to get the Disney Plus treatment. He'll join the ranks of other spin-off shows on the platform. Here to bring us up to speed is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
So let's start with Hannah. Came out this week. It's based on the 2011 movie. And now the show is in its third and final season. I know a lot of action, a lot of suspense in this series. Tell us what it's about and whether it's worth watching.
What is it about? It is so hard to sum up three seasons of adventure in one segment. But basically, this child, Hannah, is a genetically engineered sort of super soldier who's also a young woman. And when she was born, her father decided to, or a man who was posing as her father decided to take the baby away from this super secret spy program that had created her and raise her on his own and sort of teach her differently. And over the last two seasons, we sort of saw her reconnect with this agency that created her, and we get to meet all these other young girls who are part of this program where they're creating young assassins. So we have a clip where the guy who served as a father figure to her, who's played by Joel Kinnaman, is kind of training her and trying to get her to understand that at some point, you know, they're going to have to go up against this mega super spy organization that she's been kidnapped from. So let's listen to their little exchange.
Human beings are
dangerous and not to be trusted.
If you see one,
come and find you.
If there's no time,
hide. If I can't hide, attack.
And if you saw that first season, when she attacks.
So I have seen, yes, the ferocity kind of that this small woman has, yes.
Exactly. And so as the story progresses, it goes from her sort of being the super soldier out in the wild to her trying to figure out how to take down this organization from the inside. And that story gets even more complicated in the third season. So if that sounds interesting, or if you've watched the first two seasons, it's certainly something worth checking out over the holidays.
And Eric, you're right. It takes a while to describe it if you haven't seen it. So you got to start at the beginning. On Wednesday, Disney Plus's Hawkeye came out. It is joining other shows like WandaVision and Loki. How does it stack up against the other Marvel shows?
Well, my friend Glenn Weldon, who's a co-host on Pop Culture Happy Hour, always describes Hawkeye as the least interesting Avenger, and he's trademarked that. And so I would say, unfortunately, this series, we've only been shown the first two episodes, and so maybe that's why I'm feeling that way. What I saw was a lot of setup. They have to figure out a way to take Hawkeye and have him meet Kate Bishop, who is this young girl who will sort of take up his mantle and has, in the comic books, has taken up his mantle. And since they're not related or know each other in any way, they have to figure out some contrived way to bring them together and keep them together under duress so that they sort of form this unwilling partnership. And so that's what we get in the first two episodes. We see her essentially wind up wearing an old suit of his that he was using when he was killing criminals. You may remember this from the movie Avengers Endgame. Eventually they end up together, and Kate tries to school him a little bit on his branding problem. So let's listen to a little clip of that.
Your problem is branding.
No, my problem is you. In this ninja suit, and the people are trying to kill you because of this ninja suit. The whole thing's a problem I'm going to solve today so I can go home to my family.
No, it's branding.
Exactly. So they have this sort of, you know, odd couple, irascible, you know, bouncing off each other kind of dynamic. But it's hard to judge the series. The first two episodes, like I say, are kind of a setup. But there's only six episodes in the series. So that's, you know, that's a lot of time to have to get to the end of it and sort of feel like not much has happened. So I hope they pick up the pace. I hope it gets better. But the first two episodes didn't blow me away, I'll be honest.
Okay, finally, Eric, what other shows should we watch out for this weekend? I guess for those not watching football.
Yeah, for those not watching sports. Well, I'm going to just draw people's attention to something that they probably will not notice if I don't mention it. But there's a docuseries on HBO called How To with John Wilson. And this is a really special little program where this guy tells these stories of exploration and observation in New York City. And he'll take, you know, he'll build every episode around a theme. And then he'll go around and he'll find a really unorthodox way of talking about that theme by filming things that happen in New York City. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But it is really, really good. And it comes back for its second season on Friday. So people should definitely check it out if they have HBO Max.
That is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, have a great holiday weekend, okay? Thank you.
Same to you. Always a pleasure.